wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06 on this Monday, July 27th. We're on the road here in Hot Springs at beautiful Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. We also have Christian Weaver back in the studio at the Oaklawn Studio, Roger. And do, as we mentioned earlier, want to thank Frank Fletcher and the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram folks for providing us vehicles to drive over here
today.
You know,
thank you so much, Mr. Fletcher. You know what one of my favorite features is on the vehicles that these days?
What's that?
Is that automatic high beam that comes on. You just set it and forget it. You don't have to worry about it. Because back when we were kids, you had the foot pedal. Remember that, Mac, on the 72 Chevy Impala? It was click, 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 click. And now it's automatic. It's practically doing everything for you. Thank you, Mr. Fletcher.
We are here. That's right, Roger. We are here at Oaklawn for the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director Summer Conference, and we've had a lot of their folks on. And so really cool right now to have on the person that's going to be giving a motivational presentation this afternoon. It's Jim Morris, who many have heard of the movie The Rookie, the true story of Jim when he was 35 years old and a school teacher. And, you can't hear that? Okay, that out here. It's like, there we go. How about that?
There we go.
There
we go.
Welcome.
Yeah, as I say, 35-year-old school teacher that turns out to have another shot in the pros, and it's a Disney movie, which I watched last night. First of all, Jim, you're here with your wife, Shauna. Great to have you. Welcome to Arkansas.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And we've got some ties, Roger. While you were away, found out that Jim, at one time, he played high school football in Texas. From the ages 15 to 18, and he was actually recruited by Lou Holtz. He's the same age as us, maybe 1 year behind us. But, 1982, you were recruited by Lou Holtz and chose not to play football, though.
I did. I chose not to play football because everybody told me to play football. And when you're a teenager, you're like, whatever.
Yeah.
And so baseball was my dream. And my dad was in the military, and we traveled all West Coast, East Coast, and everywhere in between.
Man.
Baseball is what I stuck with.
How many times did you travel? If you've seen the movie, Roger, the guy that played his dad was Brian Cox, who was a well-known, if you'll look him up, Roger, well-known, big-time actor, stage, screen, all that. And I was ready to punch him through the screen last night after about 5 minutes, and you said your dad was even worse than the portrayal that was done in the movie.
Yeah, they did a good job of keeping it G-rated, but it was a rough childhood. So at 15, I moved in with my grandparents from Miami, Florida to Brownwood, Texas. In those 3 years, they tell me what it was like to be a good human being.
Yeah, and it changed your life. Wow. That by doing that, even though they didn't have baseball, Roger, which is crazy, his high school football coach was a superstar football coach, many state championships, but they didn't have baseball. So you were playing in 10-game summer leagues, not 30 or 50 games during the summer, just 10 games a summer, that sophomore, junior, senior year, and that's where you were discovered, correct?
I was discovered, and at first I was going to be a first baseman or center fielder. And then they found out I could throw hard, and then all the positions go out the window, and you get up on the mound.
You betcha. Now, that wasn't talked about in the movie, The Rookie. It sort of just jumped to where you were in the high school. You didn't give all the details about your first, because you were drafted in the first round in that special draft, correct?
Right.
So you were a stud when you were young, and you had a shoulder injury, correct?
I had shoulder and elbow. I had Tommy John in 84 that knocked me out for the 85 season, and I never threw that hard. I threw 87, 88, which back then was okay.
Yeah, right.
But I had good movement.
Right.
And then I have the surgery, take off 11 years, and come back throwing 98 to 102.
Here's the crazy thing after watching the movie. I was thinking at 35, you're out there throwing to your high school team, and all the kids can see, wow, this guy can really hum it. And you get your opportunity to throw again. Do you ever go back and wonder, wow, if I had just maybe decided to do this 5 years earlier, when you were 31, I'd have had 4 more good years? Did that ever cross your mind? It's like, oh, if I'd just...
Not even for a second. At 28, I had a surgery right as I was playing college football. Our team doctor was like, why'd you quit playing, man? You're such an athlete. And I said, because I haven't thrown a ball in 3 years. My shoulder hurts.
Right.
He did a surgery. He goes, I'll fix it up with a 1-inch scar. You'll be good as new, and you can move on. And he wakes me up during the surgery, and it's 3.5-inch scar, 85% of my deltoid gone.
Wow.
And you'll never pitch again.
Oh, wow.
And so that's why you said, hey, there's no way I can come back. And so watching that movie last night, where the scene where, first of all, you get the opportunity and they buzz you down in the bullpen to come out. It's just, you know, it had to be a surreal moment for you both, you know, the minor league where you started out and then to get that pro opportunity. I mean, just walking out and I know, so I guess some of your family was there too. I couldn't tell what was accurate in the movie and which was not, but it had to be the coolest thing ever. You know, all of us dream, Roger, as we get older, boy, if I could go back out there and do it one more time. But you lived that. It had to be amazing.
You respect the game a lot more at 35 than you do when you're 19.
Yeah, you bet.
You think you deserve everything.
You bet. Yeah. And so you had 2 years when you went back and you decided after the 2 years, hey, I've done it. I've accomplished an amazing goal. And you go back to teaching, right?
Well.
Or coaching?
We went back to the movie set is what we did. And then my agent goes, you're going to be a motivational speaker. And as a teacher, I wrote all my notes on the board so I didn't have to talk very much. And I looked at him, I go, what do you, I don't talk. And he goes, you'll learn.
Sure.
And then I didn't for 26 years I've been speaking.
And we talked about that. I do a lot of that, or have over the years. And it's a fun way to be able to share your story, get paid for it, get some traveling. Sometimes the traveling can get old, but it's cool. The cool part about that, Jim, is you get to impress people. You get to motivate people. You get to encourage them. And they can take what you said and all of a sudden walk out, and they may be inspired for the next year because of what you say.
It is amazing how many people come up to me today and go, you remember me 7 years ago? I've talked to millions of people. And they're like, you talked to my group back then, so
sure.
I brought you in here. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember you.
You've got to say that. That's exactly absolutely right. You said you've spoken twice in Arkansas, I think, previous, or several times in Arkansas.
Several times in Arkansas. Lawyers, educators. And I can't remember that now, electrical co-op.
Have you had, having done thousands myself, can you recall having a group that just like Dudsville that just weren't into you, or do you remember one that's just wow, over the top crazy, that went crazy for you?
A lot of over the top crazy. The one that was the hardest probably was South Korea. MDRT, Million Dollar Roundtable people, 26 different dialects. So the audience is sitting there.
Oh my goodness.
And it's like 20,000 people. And I would tell a joke. In America, it resonates quickly. And laugh. And in South Korea, it's like, ha ha, ha ha. As it moved around the auditorium.
Yes.
And so I had to learn to slow everything down.
Yes.
And learn that sometimes they don't think what's funny what Americans think is funny.
That's true. I spoke to, that reminds me, I spoke to a deaf crowd one time and realized you have to wait. Have to wait for the pay. You wait for that. Usually you wait for the funny response or the laughter, and you have to wait on that. So if you just joined us, by the way, we're visiting with Jim Morris, the story, The Rookie, the movie, The Rookie, the Disney movie that came out. Outstanding. I watched it last night. I was going to ask how much involvement did you have with the movie and the details of that?
I was on the set the whole time.
So you did every day that there wasn't anything done that you weren't aware of. What about the casting part? We talked about Dennis Quaid. You, is that who you wanted to play you, or did you have somebody else in mind?
I didn't have anybody in mind. I thought I was a lark, man. In all reality, 35 years old when I came back, when I started the process, I weighed 250 pounds. So I'm like, you're going to make a comedy? And then they're like, no, A-list actors want to play you. And so you bite. Everybody's thought of that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who wants to play me? He goes, Brad Pitt. You have my attention. And then Matthew McConaughey, Aaron Eckhart, Jim Caviezel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jim met me on a plane to New York. He and his wife were going home. I was going to the Hall of Fame. And he goes, I almost got to play you, but Dennis beat me out. And I said, dude, you're way too good looking. and then he played Jesus 2 years
later. How about that?
Missed,
and then he and Dennis got together in Frequency.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. And Dennis, one thing about him, we were talking earlier, he's got that, and I'm sure that's the appeal that you appreciate. He's a likable character in most all of his movies. And so you were happy, I'm sure, once you got Dennis Quaid to play you. I thought it was interesting. You didn't know Brian Cox, really.
No.
Didn't know how big of an actor he was, who was great. Roger, you got to go back and watch it. And I told him I was ready to punch Brian Cox through the TV at first. I thought, what a jerk face. And then to find out that your dad was even worse. But I thought Brian did a really good job as well.
He did do a good job, and after the whole thing, he gets done with his final scene, and everybody gives him a standing ovation. Well, I've taught and coached for 5-6 years already, and I'm like, I haven't seen a movie in 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who is he? That's like Brian Cox. I go home, he's on every movie I see.
I know, I know.
Was there a therapeutic thing for you in making this movie or being a part of that, being on the screen or anything like that?
Overwhelming is a better word, and surreal. Even today, 62 years old, I wake up, I'm like, did all that stuff happen? And Dennis and I are still friends.
Ah,
he wrote
cool.
the foreword to my second book, Dreammakers. And I cried when I saw it because just of what he thinks of me.
Huh.
And so we're still friends after all these years.
Did you, if you could go back and change any scene in the movie or tweak something in the movie, would there be a tweak somewhere?
No.
Yeah, happy with the way it turned out?
It's 85% accurate, and Dennis said, take that and run if you can get that from Hollywood.
Yeah, the only thing, to be honest with you, you know, you said about your dad was even worse, and like you said, to keep it P or G, that's what they had to do, was to do that. But I thought it was interesting. The only part that I saw that was just completely different was that the story that the team had said, hey, we'll win district if you'll go try out. And that was not the truth. That was huge. It's a great story. It made the story great. But the reality is that apparently a scout had come by. Or what was it? What was the true story on how that happened?
The true story was my team talked me into it.
To go out to try out.
It was a bet. And they won a district championship, which they'd never been a part of in baseball. And I had to find a tryout at 35 weighing 259 surgeries, and you'll never pitch again from the doctor.
So it was true.
Absolutely.
Well, see, the stuff I read last night said it was not true. That was not
absolutely
the case.
True.
So I'll be done. Well, that makes it even better then. How about that? That's
absolutely
fabulous. Do you ever see any of those guys, those players? Do you hear from them?
Absolutely.
Special group. Yeah, special group, right?
I got one, my third baseman, who was 5'9 when I had him playing third, is now a retired Coast Guard. Back into education, doing ROTC with the high school. He's 6'5 now. I'm like, where were you then, man?
Yes, yeah. And you, I think you threw in the movie, you were throwing 98, but I think I read somewhere else where you actually were, you thrown pitches higher than that. Is that right?
Up to 102.
Yeah, which is, again, back then, there weren't as many guys throwing that fast.
Yeah, like Wagner. For lefties.
Yeah. And that was my next question. For your time back in the league, those 2 years, any memories that stand out about those 2 years? Any batters you faced or any experiences you had that stand
pitching,
out?
Pitching in Yankee Stadium, pitching in Fenway.
Wow.
When I was 10, our all-star team went to Fenway from Groton, Connecticut, to watch the Red Sox play Hank Aaron in the Milwaukee Braves.
Oh, how cool is that?
I got a baseball signed by Hank Aaron at 10.
Wow.
At 10 and a half, we ran out of baseballs, and I sandlotted Hank Aaron's baseball.
Why is that right? It was gone. Well, how about that? That's cool. But yeah, so growing up as a kid, those were some of the heroes that you got to see, and you know.
Well, you have these heroes when you're young, right?
Yeah.
And then you meet them, luckily, and you're like, oh, they're not as good as you thought. Well, Hank Aaron. 30 years later, he and I are ringing the closing bell at the stock market because Russell Athletics, and he's the head endorser. He and I ring the bell together. I'm telling my Sandlot story. He is even a better person than I thought.
How about that?
And it was just amazing.
Who was the best batter you faced in that comeback in those 2 years that you recall just saying, man, this dude is just an unbelievable hitter?
The least person you'd suspect, Omar Vizquel.
Okay.
And I get him 0-2 twice. I throw one 6 inches off the plate. It's 100 miles an hour. He sticks his bat out, hits the right field chalk, double. Get him 0-2 again, throw it 6 inches off the plate inside. Left field chalk, double. I turned around, and he goes, he just shrugs his shoulders.
That's great. Yeah, and obviously, 2 years you felt like, hey, I've accomplished what I wanted to do, and time to...
Well, when you're young, your dream is special, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you have kids... Your dreams change.
Yeah.
And I had my kids, and I wanted to go home and raise my kids.
Yeah, I think that was part of the movie, too. But, you know, again, I don't know how accurate it was, but you had your two kids at the tryout. You could tell that theme was important to you, the family, and having your wife and the kids show up when you were you're performing for the first time. So, again, I love that you wanted that to be a part of the movie.
The second tryout, raining so bad they had to hand me a brand-new baseball every pitch. My high school kids are holding my three kids as I'm trying out throwing every pitch, and they're like, we want to sign you. And I'm like, okay. I look at my high school kids, and they're like, you got to sign, coach. I signed a contract. It was a minor league contract. I actually took a pay cut from teaching to play minor league baseball.
How about that? I didn't realize that. That's something. Did you, by the way, I was thinking, I was watching Dennis Quaid throwing the ball. Did you try to help him? Did he ask, hey, can you help me with mechanics or how I should throw? Because obviously he's got the pressure of trying to look like you.
We did a lot of things. Even Jim Gott came in and helped Dennis at Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. And we did stuff. And so Dennis and I are standing on the mound in Dodger Stadium with the film crew around, and we hear this loud cheering. And I look up, and there's like 500 Japanese tourists with their cameras taking pictures
click,
of
click,
us.
Click, click, click.
And stupidly, I'm like, yeah, they're for Dennis.
Nice. Nice.
Wrapping up things here with Jim Morris. If you haven't seen The Rookie, you ought to rent it again. What year was that? 2002. Yeah. We've got a buddy of ours down in Pine Bluff that said my former boss, Doug Gassaway.
Yeah, my scout.
It was your scout. Yep. How about that? Small world, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, with Tampa Bay at the time. So you always appreciate the guys that see the talent. You know, everybody's looking for that bit of help and somebody catching their eye, and obviously you did.
Can I tell you the most incredible thing that happened the whole time?
What's that?
After it was all over and we're on the film set, and every once in a while somebody from Disney would come by Dennis and myself and go, if you had a dinner, who would you have dinner with? And so we're just naming ball players. He's 10 years older, so his group is different than my group. And so we name all these people, and we get to the premiere in New York City, and the night before, we have dinner at the 21 Club with 21 Hall of Famers.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And that was the most amazing moment, because they're like, this is baseball.
Yeah.
I'm like, but you're in the Hall of Fame. And they just loved it. And so if baseball players love it, we'll get away with the hinky pitching of Dennis.
You mentioned earlier that you almost wound up with me. You'd have been my teammate at Arkansas with Lou Holtz in the 1980s. Who was your favorite? Did you have a favorite pro player growing up in Texas? Was it the Cowboys, I would imagine, or somebody else?
The Cowboys, because Tom Landry would come down 3 hours to my grandfather's store in Brownwood, his menswear store, buy a hat, and then wear it on the sidelines of the game.
Oh, cool. He bought those hats from your who?
My grandfather, Ernest. Ernest Morris Menswear.
Wow. I'll be darned. And he always any particular reason he used to come down and do that?
They were friends.
Okay.
And my grandfather knew everybody. I didn't know at the time. So I get back as a teenager, I'm like, how do you know Gene Autry? How do you know Tom Landry?
Right.
They fought in the war together.
Right. Oh, is that right? Wow. That's Roger was named after Roger Staubach.
How about that?
Look at that.
Yeah, we were.
And I guess when you go to Texas and you see that
on the
highways and all that, you got to think of your grandfather.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a cool thing.
That's a great idea.
People go, so the Cowboys are your favorite team? I said, no.
Huh?
Tom Landry.
Who's your favorite team?
Back then, Redskins.
Okay, wow.
That's a 180. That's a win. Jim,
I'm glad they didn't put that
in the movie.
Why the Redskins?
Because I'm a teenager and I'm obstinate and I want to do the exact same thing.
Mark May's a good buddy of ours. He's on the show. He was one of the Hogs. You know,
Field of Dreams. Line. Remember Field of Dreams? He wanted to be the. He didn't like Joe because of his dad.
Jim, do we need to go back and have the rookie part two? Show what we're doing now.
Yeah. That would be incredible.
And then we'll do this part of the show. We'll be in the movie, and you know who plays me? Denzel.
Oh, there we go.
That's exactly right. Do you see it?
Okay.
You see it?
Okay, we're on radio. I'm not trying to get in trouble.
Yes.
He was actually one of the people up for my part.
Is that right?
And they were going to use mirrors and all kinds of stuff. God, what's his name? The other dude that did all the baseball movies, Costner.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And the baseball players go, if you have Costner play you in another baseball movie, we will hunt you down. So,
been in a couple, yeah.
I think, having watched the movie for the first time last night, I'm the same age you are, I thought Dennis Quaid was perfect. I thought he was perfect. He looked the perfect, and he's got a likability and a connection, that you just feel like, hey, I could imagine him being you,
Well, the one thing I loved about Dennis was when he signed on, he goes, Jimmy, if you see anything being filmed that you do not agree with, tell me,
That's awesome. And that had to make you feel tremendous.
Absolutely.
Well, this guy right over there, this is the GM of Oakland. Look, he's wearing his Yankees. He's wearing his Yankee gear.
There you go.
I was just telling them when they need to come back while horse season is in and watch the horses train, and it's beautiful. Yeah,
I
it's beautiful.
It is. It
maybe
looks,
maybe we can book you to speak somewhere back here again where it can work out between November and May to do that. So,
love to come
well,
back.
What a great story you can tell. You're a good guy, you know, and what a pleasure to meet you, GM. I look forward to you knocking these folks off their feet today with something inspirational.
Oh, and we're going to have fun.
Yeah, gotcha. And Shauna, great to have you, too.
Yes, ma'am.
As well, what a great story. Jim Morris, the rookie. All right, we'll take a break. 9:25 here at Oakland. We're not here to watch horse racing, though. We're not here to play any games, Roger.
It's the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas
Director Summer Conference, but it's a good reminder where you can have your conference here. You know, Jessica's coming over here. They've got their conference coming up here at Oakland. It's a great place to have your meeting, whether it be one day, 2 day, whatever. It's got everything you need to have a tremendous experience here.
Absolutely.
So,
and they work hard to make it happen.
They do. All right, 9:26. Don't go away.
Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things late.
This is SportsCenter.
On Friday afternoon, Arkansas baseball made history by signing Japanese pitcher Shogo Miyauchi. He became the first Japanese player to sign with the SEC baseball program out of high school. The 6'5", 207-pound 18-year-old has never been outside of Japan. There is a growing trend of Japanese players coming to college baseball for development as Rintaro Sasaki, Japan's all-time leader in high school home runs, played at Stanford and was drafted in the 8th round of the 2026 draft. In Major League Baseball, the Phillies avoided getting swept by the Yankees by winning 11-4. The Brewers beat the Rockies 11-2 as starter Jacob Mizorowski struck out 12 of the first 13 batters he faced, including each of the first seven. 66 of his 83 pitches registered at 100 miles per hour or above. He has 185 strikeouts in 120 innings and a 1.58 ERA on the year. Both of those are MLB best. And the Marlins lost to the Padres 5-3 to push their losing streak to 12 games, the worst in franchise history. Before the streak, they were 10 games above 500 at 52-42. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
With a mostly sunny sky in Little Rock today, we're going to reach a high of 103, and the heat index around 110 or even higher. So an extreme heat warning has been issued for today, and it's also going to be in effect for tomorrow, too, when the high temperature tomorrow may reach up to 104. Stay safe, stay cool. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas' number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This July is America's 250th birthday, so declare your independence from low testosterone at Low T Center. Start with a free T-test today. Stay on treatment for 90 days, and we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. It's the Low T Center 250 for 250 offer, celebrating freedom. Visit fixmylowt.com and book your free T-test today.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oakland Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Out of Bounds Friday at the Spot City Classic, Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament, presented by Chris Crane, Dodge Jeep Ram of Hot Springs. Go to pickleballtournaments.com. Spot City Classic, sponsored by Ouachita Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites.
Your dream wedding starts right here. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show returns Sunday, August 23rd to the State House Convention Center in Little Rock. Discover Arkansas's best wedding vendors, meet local experts, see the latest fashions, and find inspo for every detail of your big day, all in one place. With more than 50 exhibitors, amazing giveaways, and everything you need to plan your perfect wedding, this is a hometown tradition you don't want to miss. Sponsored in part by Dillard's and Crown Entertainment. Get your tickets today at ArkansasBridalCommunity.com.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Whether it's the huge inventory, the great deals, the specials, the number one service department in Little Rock, come find out why me and my team are Little Rock's number one dealership for sales and service. We have the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event happening right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's and Santa Fe's, as well as just a multitude of discounts on everything else on the lot. Come see us, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock, off Colonel Glenn.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
All right. It is 9:31. We're here at Oaklawn. Just saw Wayne Smith. Roger, always good to see Wayne.
Always good to see Wayne.
Back in the studio, the Oaklawn studio, is Christian Weaver's battling a cold. Did you find that clip that I was talking about, Christian, of Roger's fancy words?
I
would
grab that.
Okay, just see if you can find that.
It's not there.
It may not be, but I think it may be. I think it may be something special.
Well, something special is going on because I tried to find your cough, and I don't know if you could see that on my hot case page for Monday.
I can't find the cough or what it was.
No, they're there.
Okay.
You see them right here.
It's 4:30.
There it is. Hit the other two there. If you see them blinking.
Other coughs? See,
well, no. Well, I think you wanted both. I want to hear both of them there. Okay, that's and then neat. The other one?
Hey, Zach, it's 4:30.
Okay, very good. We'll throw that out there.
Listen, Mel, we do silly things on this show. It's amazing that we're number one at times in the ratings.
And, I love it. I love it. I love it.
But we'll take it. Hanging out here with some of the folks from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Directors Summer Conference. We've got Mel Coleman here now. He's the CEO of North Arkansas Electric. And I just was Googling. So that's Mountain Home.
Yep.
And Salem, is
yep.
that right?
Yep.
Yeah, in that area.
We've got Fulton Sharp, Izzard and Baxter counties, and then parts of three others that pretty much are what we all call in God's country.
Now, Roger, if you can't tell, Mel is a broadcast major from Arkansas State that sometimes probably is saying, I should be on there on the other side of this table with these guys talking. And
y'all need to be aware that I actually wore a tie for you guys. You know,
I didn't have to.
I have been criticized in this room all morning for wearing a tie. I never wear
really?
A tie.
Thank
it
you.
Looks
thank
natural.
You, Mel.
And I said it was for David and Roger
because
I knew the face for radio thing.
So kind.
Well, you know, we were talking
about
folks that have come out of Jonesboro, the ASU, the broadcasting, Beth Hunt, Scott Emmon, Steve Sullivan.
Yep, Sullivan.
Yeah, and so obviously he's got a good reputation, but you decided when you got the degree, not to you, or did you use any of it at any time?
You know, I did. I came out, was very fortunate to get a job, put a radio station on in Salem.
Okay.
And then we actually ended up joining up with a station in Mountain Home.
What's the format?
Country.
Okay.
And I
back
did
that, in the 80s.
Did that in Jonesboro. My first job was in country. Actually, my first job was Dinner by Sunset.
What is that?
Ooh, please. Well, what kind of music should be under your bed right here?
The that was at Arkansas State. Okay. The day I played Frank Sinatra, I got in trouble.
Huh?
That was too much.
Too old
Dinner
school?
By Sun. No, it was it was all instrumental.
Oh, okay.
30 minutes of instrumental music.
So all they wanted was Glenn Miller.
That's all they wanted. Glenn Miller, Andre Castellanets, all these, you know, they wanted that. So, and if anybody at Arkansas State knew the greatest, some of the greatest folks in the world, Charles Raspberry was one of my professors, Rich Carville. But if I played the wrong song,
you were done.
It would light up and say, okay, wrong, you know. But it was laid back. Then I think I got into that afternoon Frank Sinatra stuff and then country my first job and then moved to
Salem. Eased in with a little Frank.
So you decided to get out of broadcasting and said, hey, this is not for me.
Yeah.
Where'd you go from there?
North Arkansas Electric.
You got in the electric business after that?
Yep. And, you know, it especially when you're in what we call member services, customer service, it's good that people know who you are. Mm. Now, I mean, for no other reason, they know who to call when they got a problem.
Right.
And so they knew I was there. If they had a problem, they'd call me. Hopefully, they don't have a lot of problems.
Yeah. And so how many years is that all together you've been in the business?
Oh, God. You really want me to add that?
Round it off.
Okay. North Arkansas for 37 years. The radio station 10 years before that.
Wow. That's great. Do you have...
And I'm just 58 years old.
Did you have a radio name instead of a Mel?
Mel, you know, I could not come up with a name, so I just kept it. I mean,
got it. Ring the bell, Mel.
Why didn't I have you guys back then? Ring the bell, Mel.
So you don't have to. You don't need a media rep for your co-op. You do it yourself, right?
I do it myself, and we have a lot of great folks on staff.
Yeah, Kinley Pritchard joins us. She's hanging out here, and I think it's fascinating that you brought her only because she's a 25-year-old recent graduate of U of A. Out of Paragould, and that it just shows you how the world has changed to where she has a degree in, you know, social media, all things, and that's what you guys hired her for. I mean, she is a social media specialist who does video, who does audio, who does a little bit of everything, and I think it's a great reminder. Not every 25-year-old, but that's pretty impressive, Kelly. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean, you come out, and you've had to come up, meet with them, find out what they want to do, what they want to accomplish, and you've got all these platforms you do, and so has it been enjoyable? Has it been, you know, something that you're glad you've done?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's been awesome. It's my third month, so still learning, but we're boots on the ground and get things done.
Yeah, 25 years old in a big company like this, it impacts millions of people.
Yeah.
And so you're part of the, you know, the operation and telling the story every day, and then to find out, you know, we're a little bit different. You know, we can be goofy and crazy, and you got to balance that line between, you know, being entertaining and compelling, but also telling the correct story. So, that's impressive. So I'm sure your parents are very proud of you to get a job coming right out of school.
Yes. Yeah. I was in healthcare marketing before this.
Okay. So. Well, and you didn't have the greatest years as a student in football. So that's okay. Sorry about that.
Woo pig forever.
I know. That's right. That's right. Yeah. But for the last, Roger, 15 years, no student up there. I think you think about it, the only students you had 1 year under Bielema and 1 year under Sam, really, where you had good seasons. And besides that, they've been really disappointing. Basketball's a little bit better. You know, if you ever went to any track meets or baseball, that was a positive.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so you're a Paragould girl, and you're a Pocahontas guy.
Yes, yes.
I was telling her, I think I'm right when I remember I had a Sigma Chi brother at the time when I was going through Rush or whatever you call that, and it was a Rapert, Jimmy Rapert, and I think they were from Pocahontas.
Yeah.
I tell you, a lot of people, Mel, don't get up to that part of this. Have you missed, Roger, have you spent much time up there in that area of the state? Northwest Arkansas in general.
No,
north of Jonesboro and that kind of area.
Just while Meredith was up there going to
school. That's right, his daughter went to school there. Where's Hemingway from? Where did he spend time at up there? Come on.
Come on. I know where
what
it
mail?
Is.
Mountain
not
View.
No,
Mel.
No,
come on now. You should know that,
I know
Mel. Dadgummit.
I know what it is. Hold on.
It starts with a C.
Come on, Roger.
Does that sound right? 661-1037. What is the?
I don't want to look.
What is the number?
They even did the movie. Part of the movie about him up there. I take that back with.
Gosh. 661-1037. Christian, let us know.
Oh, it's Pigot then. Because that's
Pigot. Pigot.
Pigot.
Pigot, yeah.
I think there's a museum up there.
There is. Yeah.
And then you got the Johnny Cash Museum, which is part of the ASU system, which is in Dice. Yeah, Roger and I have been up there for that. So that's exciting. So your business is for the North Arkansas, the correct pronunciation to is North Arkansas Electric, right?
Cooperative.
So things good?
Things are great. You know, you're talking about the geography of the state. We're in our offices, Salem, Mountain Home, and Ass Flat. You get in that area, you get around the White River, you get around Lake Norfolk, Bull Shoals Lake.
Yeah.
This is truly, in my opinion, obviously I'm a little bit jaded here, but it's the best part of the state.
Beautiful. Yeah. I think some people don't realize it because it doesn't have the largest population base, right. And you have a lot of people going northwest, and then you got the lakes down here.
Yeah.
You know, but as you mentioned, the area you talked about, what's the population of the area you cover?
Oh, gosh. We've got right at 40,000 meters, 33,000 electric consumers. By the way, about 8 years ago, we decided that people in rural America did not have access to internet.
Right.
Yeah. So we now have fiber running to every home.
Wow.
We committed, I don't care if the home
is
5 miles down the road, and it's the only home, we're going to run fiber to it. So everybody has access. They can live on the White River and work for a company in California.
That is remarkable. I remember hearing that was an initiative to be done, and I didn't know what communities had done that and been able to accomplish that, especially consider some of the rural areas that's in.
Well, I've served on the national board in D.C. for all the co-ops for about 25 years. When I was former president, when I was going around the country back in 12 through 14, we were talking about fiber to the home.
Yeah.
And in my own mind, I was like, will this really work?
Mm-hmm.
But when we started rolling out fiber to every home in our service territory, people gobbled it up because they need it.
Well, once you're out there trying to get a connection.
What's the whole new thing?
Remember AOL?
Oh, my gosh.
Or that, and then to have a fast connection, it just helps in everything you do, whether it's ordering, you know, groceries or ordering equipment or whatever.
It's part of everyday life.
Yeah, it is. It
like
really
with,
is.
With our job now.
I'll make a connection here, too, because Cliff Harris Awards that you created.
Yeah.
Cliff Harris and Charlie Waters were two of the first people that came to me back in 2001 and 2002 talking about internet.
Yes. Is that right?
Yes, internet for my customers, my members.
I didn't know they were involved with that. Yeah, we were just at Cliff's house about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Greatest people in the world.
Yeah, really, yeah. And great football players, too. Yeah. We're visiting with the CEO of the North Arkansas Electric Co-op, Mel Coleman, and the head. What is your title, Kenley? What's your...
Digital media.
You're just digital media expert. How about that? Kenley Pritchard has also been on staff for a couple years now. Well, listen, Mel, you know, now they've brought out a radio man. You know, we had Buddy on here earlier who's, you know, driven a nuclear submarine.
Right.
Whoa.
And that's a big deal.
Listen, show off.
That's right.
And then you got Jason Allen who's, you know, superstar quarterback.
Last quarterback in the Southwest Conference start for the Razorbacks. First one to start for the Razorbacks. And all I've done is break 100 and golf.
Yeah, and then they roll out a real broadcast guy with a broadcast degree. So,
Yeah,
I'd love to. Do you have any tapes of you like back in the day?
Oh, I've got them.
Do you have a line that you used to use all the time, either rejoining or going to a break?
I don't know about that. But
still got a little bit of the radio voice. Did you hear Roger when he first it kicked in?
It kicked in there. Mel, did you play Paul Harvey at noon?
You know what? We were an NBC radio affiliate.
Okay.
When we merged with Mountain Home, they were an ABC affiliate.
Okay.
So we got Paul Harvey because Paul was an ABC guy back then.
Yes.
But,
radio misses that.
Radio misses Paul Harvey.
I think so.
What was your favorite entertainer when you were playing the country music station?
I was going to say, you know, I have one of the things I like to think about. I can't think of a single country artist that I haven't interviewed. Here's one for you, David. In the city of Salem, 1,500 people.
Right.
We have a little outdoor venue. Not even it stood, but it wasn't all that great. 1984, we were looking for an up-and-coming talent we brought in George Strait.
Oh, wow. What year? 1984.
84,
wow.
1985, we brought in Reba McEntire.
Stop it.
1986, Stop it. We brought in Randy Travis.
Good. Are you kidding me?
I've got the
Whatever
tickets.
Happened.
Wow.
Whatever happened to them?
back to back. You have photos of those when they happened? You have...
Absolutely, I do.
Wow. That is a tremendous
And those photos weren't done by phone.
No.
No, they weren't.
No, those were hard copies.
Put that stuff on.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we did that. No, I, the interviews, you know, George Jones interviewed some of the greatest, you know, and of course that's dating me, unfortunately.
Well, but for her, for your information, you need to know that for us, that was just a couple of weeks ago.
Mel, if you want to get away from electricity for a few hours and you want to play radio, come on back and jump on with us.
I love it. Send us to break then.
We're getting ready to go for a break. It's our last break before the top of the hour.
Okay, so you're going on break right now?
Yeah. Getting ready to go on break. We're 103.7 The Buzz. This is morning.
944, 103.7 The Buzz. 98 plus tax on the outside for a heat index. Let's go to break.
Wow, look at that. Just such a pro. Mel, thanks so much today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Roger.
Nice to meet you. Congrats on your early success.
Keep up the good work.
I will come back and wrap things up here. As he said, 945 and what did he say? Throw some tax on it.
945 and a little more.
All right, don't go away.
Like saving money, right? We all do. That's why Allstate just lowered the price of car insurance. Not, but wait, there's a catch. Lower. Actually lower. So if you're shopping around or just want to see how much you could save, check Allstate first for a new lower auto rate that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, Mom, now that I have an after-school job, I think I want to buy a drum kit.
Okay, Rockstar. Let's look at your account.
When kids start making money, Chase has easy-to-use tools and expert bankers to help them learn how to manage it.
And next month, I'll buy the bass drum and the cymbals. Oh, and maybe some noise-canceling headphones for you.
Aw, you've thought of everything.
Help kids save, budget, and build financial independence all with Chase. That's good for kids and good for parents. Visit your local Chase branch and get started.
Accounts subject to approval. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia and RSV. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and can help protect you from getting really sick. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. See more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
From the people who brought you It's the Dog Park comes.
Your dog is limping, but she seems fine. Plus, you've heard they can fake it just to get what they want. So what's the deal now? You're being gaslit.
Protect your dog from injury and illness with Progressive Pet Insurance.
Oh, now she switched legs. What a diva.
There's a casualty insurance company and affiliates not available in all states or situations. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Rainbow Restoration. Restores homes after water, fire, and mold damage. Now breathe cleaner air with their professional air duct cleaning service. Dust, pet dander, allergens, and debris can build up in your ductwork, reducing your indoor air quality. For a limited time, save $100 on your air duct cleaning when you contact Rainbow Restoration and let them know you heard this. RainbowRestores.com. $100 off your air duct cleaning. Rainbow Restoration. Restoring homes, improving the air you breathe. RainbowRestores.com.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Fraud is on the rise, and scammers are getting more convincing every day. But remember this, your bank will never call you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information. If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
Facilities are state-of-the-art. We got state-of-the-art facilities,
What an asset you are to our show.
Roger missed it. He was talking to our last guest, Mel. So
I put it in there.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. Here, let's play it again. Let's play it one more time.
Play
it.
Facilities are state-of-the-art. We got state-of-the-art facilities. You blow.
First of all,
this is for me.
What an asset you are to our show.
Thank you very much. I better play for myself. You know what? No, I did that. You know what?
I like it. That's why I wanted to hear it again. I've never heard you do that before.
Did you go wet your hair?
I did. It was dry. It was dried out. Someone says, oh, no, Shane Broadway said, loves Mel. Yeah, it's tell Mel hello for me.
Shane. Mel's a good guy.
Let's see here. Somebody said, play the clip where Roger asked if the man lost his leg from above or below the knee. We haven't played that in a long time.
No, because it's gone.
The people want it. They do. It's your greatness. It's your legacy.
Hey,
Zach, it's 4:30.
That's what the people want.
That's fine. The volume sounds a little low. I don't know what the deal is there.
Well, let's go to the phone.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
I don't know.
Double R is listening this morning. He heard the interview with Jim Morrison. Enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that. You do such a great job. There is no one that does a better interview. That's it. You come at me with swords.
Wrapping up things here, 9:52, beautiful Hot Springs in Oaklawn. Got a chance to see Wayne Smith and Jason Milligan we hadn't seen Zach. Zach, but we should have called Zach to come down. But we had a busy show. They've had a lot of folks that stopped by, and it's fun to visit with Jason. And interview with Jim Morse, by the way, if you want to go back and listen to it. Just really, you can tell, really intense, focused, good guy, that's legit.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Oh,
he's still bowed up. You see how bowed up he was?
Oh, yeah. Anybody? You know what? Yeah, I saw he and his wife them coming. Now, she was not in the movie. It was a different wife. That's why I didn't bring it up. I'm glad I looked at it. I didn't watch your movie. But I was going to ask who played her. She was not in the movie.
No. That's the second wife. Yeah.
But she was right after.
That's right.
Here, I've got something else for you. Two things. Number one, it's Big Mondays at Family Market. Make sure you stop by your Family Market store and get a premium for the price of mid-grade. I'm going to be going to the new one out there at Mountain Pine Cutoff before I go and swap out my Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. But as I was doing my ukulele lesson over the weekend, you know what I discovered? That when I think of Zach, I don't think of him as Serpico. He looks like Paul McCartney singing Let It Be.
He does. He's got the hair of the book.
Matter of fact, the beard, the whole
McCartney
thing.
And Will Ferrell were doing Saturday Night Live. It was the end of the year replayed, and they had McCartney singing on there. At first I thought he was playing a ukulele, and Jessica said it was his bass, that was just a small bass.
Thank you,
bass,
Jessica. Yeah. Jessica's a Beatles fan. Ballantyne's a Beatles fan. Anybody that's a Beatles fan, and Larry Stone and Stone Ward knows that a lot of the songs were written off of a ukulele for the Beatles.
Someone says, Roger, the new Odyssey movie is so bad, Grease is literally looking at banning it. So there.
Well, I hadn't seen it.
You know, Christian, the other thing, and I like Matt Damon. I never connected Matt Damon in that
role. No, I thought he was pretty good in it.
I mean, I think he's a good actor.
Wasn't he attached to Greg Kinnear in a movie?
I think physically he's stuck on you. Physically, he didn't come across. I don't know what it was.
I kind of like.
He's been away for 20 years.
Yeah. Now he's not. Is he? Does he do Jason Bourne?
He does.
Okay, I liked him. I like him. Yeah, as
I like him better.
Bourne.
Jason. I wish Jason Bourne would have been in the Odyssey. Okay. I would have enjoyed it.
I wish Michael Bay would have directed it, and there would have been.
Yes,
in Monument Man.
Here's the thing, too. Do you know that they shot that in all 70mm, where they have to splice every edit, Roger. The thousands of edits, it's all done by hand. Now we went and saw it at the Riverdale because you know what? Because it was sold out.
And you like their popcorn?
It was sold out IMAX though. It just shows you people are wanting to go see it. But
I guess so. Why?
So all that. You know what? It didn't do me any good on my theater. Yeah. That 70mm, all that stuff, it just, and so if you go to the IMAX, it's probably would be worth it.
And the other part of the movie that you didn't, because you went to the bathroom three times, and when you came back to your seat, you didn't ask Jessica, what did I miss?
Yeah.
So the movie didn't mean
that. Am I the only person that would do a three bathroom break movie?
Not in a 3-hour movie.
I try not to use the bathroom when I'm at the theater.
What's that, Christian?
I try not to use the bathroom when I'm at the theater.
See, I was thinking some people just don't want. No. I could not enjoy the movie. I could have made it through 3 hours. I mean, I literally had to do it like every hour increment. Of course, I was drinking a giant drink,
here,
too.
By the way.
Well, I don't go to the bathroom. I mean, I don't drink sodas very much at all. But when I go to the theater, I will.
You allow yourself.
Well, and I get the and I spend the money on the one where I get a refill. So I'm such a jerk, such a. Frugal that I'm going to drink everything just so I can go back and get a refill, and I usually do that right before the movie starts or right after it starts. I've got to go to the bathroom and I'll go get me another soda. Hey, thanks again to Big Balls Boxcar Bridges, Steve Brown, David Hendricks for letting me go play golf this past weekend to go do that. I got me a divot tool. Don't be a tool. Fix your divots with your divot tool. Thanks to Steve Brown, I got one of those, and that was to commemorate my golf score.
Roger, we always have two. This guy that brings it, the name is Michael Crawford. He's an attorney. Brings by the Stubby's Barbecue.
He brings by McClure's. This is the first time I've never had
McClure's
Stubby's.
Before. Yeah, okay. It was McClure's the other day?
Yes, okay. Yes. Thank you so much. I've never had this.
Phil is back with us. Morning, Phil. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing all right.
Hey, I saw some of your big catches. You caught some big fish, Roger.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know how large that striper was, but it was large. And it fought me for like 10 minutes. That was a great trip. But for those who don't know, I took my son to Boston and then Portland, Maine. We were gone for a little more than a week, and it was just gorgeous and perfect vacation.
Yeah, turn him up just a little bit if you can, Christian. Yeah, it's a little low.
What an asset you are to our show.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't know that you were a fisherman, number one, so that's awesome. Number two, did you hear Jim Morris that was on the show a little earlier ago?
No, is that the rookie?
That's the rookie. Yeah, wow. He was outstanding. Really good guy. Got a great story. I had not seen the movie till last night. I know you're Mr. Baseball, so I know you know who he is.
That's one of the baseball movies that really is close to perfect. I do love that movie. I thought Dennis Quaid was great. It's a great story too.
Well, and I thought Roger. I read multiple accounts that said it was not true that the team did not do a bet that if they won the district, he would go try out. I mean, and that's why I brought it up to you, because it was true that team said if we win the district and go to state, we don't have to win it, but you got to try out. So
Dad was a jerk, but not as bad.
Oh, Dad was a jerk in the movie. I can't imagine. How horrible to be a kid, have to be raised by a dad like that.
Wow.
Just a jerk face. What you got, Phil, today?
Well, Justin and I haven't been together in the same studio for 2 weeks, so we didn't introduce each other.
Yes.
About 30 minutes ago. It's just kind of talking a little bit about last week and the SEC Media Days. This is that lull week between the start of Media Days and the start of practice. It's just kind of nice to be back, basically.
Yeah. You bet. Yeah, to reintroduce yourself. Well, Acree probably is going on another vacation next week, isn't he?
I think he's going Thursday this week. So, yeah, stay consistent, right?
We are, too. We are, too. So, it's all good. All right, Bill, thanks. Roger, great job.
Oh, great job with you, man.
Great job, Christian.
Wonderful to be able to
We'll be back in studio tomorrow.
All right.
Zone's up next. Okay.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at Serta Pro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. Spring weather won't last forever, and neither will the open slots on the schedule. If painting is on your list this year, now's the time. Call Serta Pro Painters or visit SertaPro.com.